Once again, it's time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And good afternoon, Teresa.
Hi. I'm here alone today.
Again today.
Yep, that's okay. He's out and about and busy.
Yeah, John, busy time of year for him.
Yes, but boy, do I have something fun to talk about today.
I know, you were teasing me about the show topic today before we went on the air.
Oh, yes.
What is it?
AI. You know what AI stands for?
I don't know what it stands for, but I know what
really?
It is.
Really?
Artificial intelligence.
Yes, it's artificial intelligence. Okay, so that's kind of the hot topic lately. Everything's artificial intelligence. Well, I found a way that it's actually really useful. Okay?
Okay.
My daughter got me onto this. It's called Goblin Tools.
Goblin Tools.
Yes.
Am I going to have to Google that? Or?
I've got it pulled up on my phone.
All right.
So they've got several tools, Goblin Tools does. They have a magic to-do list, like, for example, plan Thanksgiving dinner, and they have a pre-made list for you. You can write anything, and it will create this list for you, and you can alter it, of course.
So it's like AI chat, then?
It's not like a chat. No, it's not a back and forth.
Oh, okay.
It's not a back and forth. So that's the to-do list, the magic to-do list. It breaks things down so you don't have to into easy steps. There's the estimator. Tell me how long this is probably going to take. So you type in an activity, and it'll tell you about how long it's going to take. Okay, so this summer I planted 40 trees. So let's see how long it takes to plant 40 trees.
Oh. You planted 40 trees on your farm because of the big derecho that
came
through.
Yes, and it says this will take 1 to 3 hours. And you know what? I actually didn't do it. My son did it.
Okay.
It took them about 1 to 3 hours, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, it was right in that time frame. I thought it would have taken like 2 days or 3 days.
Right.
I mean, really, I don't know if that's a lot of trees.
Yep.
But no, there's different tools.
Okay.
So you can look at that at Goblin Tools. My favorite tool, okay, it's called the Goblin Formalizer.
Formalizer.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, let's see. I have to confess that I am a rather blunt person.
Okay, I won't argue with that.
I don't mince words. And, you know, I can come across sometimes as maybe rude or just too forthright.
Okay.
You're always going to get the truth from me, okay? But sometimes I have problems saying things in a tactful way. I have a friend who could tell you that your outfit doesn't match, and you would thank her because she would say it so kindly and in such a generous way that you would be like, wow, thank you so much. She could tell you any bad thing and you would think that it was a nice thing. So I just want to give you an example here. Okay. So you can, in the formalizer, you can type something and then you can adjust the way it sounds. Okay.
So it sounds nice.
Well, so it sounds nice.
You want to be blunt, okay.
Yeah, so I tend to be blunt. So I'm going to give you an example that I used this weekend.
Okay.
My sister, who doesn't live here, so I can talk about her. She'll never hear this. Bless her heart. I love her. She decided that for my mother's party coming up, that someone should make one of those boards that have the candy bars on them instead of words.
Oh, gotcha.
You know,
that spells out a message.
Yeah. And it's just kind of a silly little thing.
Yeah.
And she put it out to the family and nobody responded. Because, well, why doesn't she just do it if she thinks it's a good idea? Okay. So after nobody responded, she says, Teresa, why don't you do this? Okay. Here's my response. And I'm going to type this in.
Using the gobble?
I'm going to type this into the goblin tool, the formalizer.
Okay.
I don't want to. I think that is played out. That idea is played out.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm typing.
All right. I can't wait to hear the answer.
Why don't you do it yourself? Okay. Now, obviously, I can't say that to my sister.
Yeah, you want to come across nice.
Yeah.
Don't want to be rude.
And also, you know, if we were having a conversation, I could maybe say that in a different, kind of a way. And with my voice inflection, she would get my point. But when you're texting, it really can come across wrong.
Yep.
Okay, so now I have choices. I can make my text more polite. I can make it more professional. Here's my, I like this one, less snarky.
Okay.
More formal, more sociable, less to the point, waffling. Like, okay, so what do you think I should do?
The first one, what was the first
more
one?
More polite?
More polite.
Okay, so I'm going to put more polite.
So you're going to tell your sister in a polite way.
Yep.
That she should do it.
I'm sorry, but I would prefer not to. From my perspective, I believe that idea has been explored extensively. Have you considered the possibility of trying it on your own?
Nice.
Isn't
that like it.
Nice?
So what would be the other? Talk about some of the other ones, the harsher ones.
Okay. This is where you really have fun with it. Okay, let's do more to the point. More to the point than Teresa? I don't know. That's okay, and then we convert here.
This is fun.
It says, I think that idea is a little do-it-yourself. Okay.
Would that create a problem then, if you said it that way? Probably.
Probably. Yep. But, okay, I tend to have a really sarcastic point of view and just, you know.
So I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, so here's the sarcastic version. Oh, I am just so thrilled. I absolutely cannot wait to jump right on that. The idea is just so fresh and original. It's truly mind-blowing. How could I possibly resist the opportunity to drop everything and dedicate my precious time to executing this masterpiece? But you know what? I simply adore your suggestion. It's not as if there's anything better I could be doing with my life, right? So why don't you just sit back and relax while I indulge in this exciting adventure all by myself? It's not like I have anything more important to do. Your idea is truly groundbreaking.
Awesome. That's great. So there's different levels like that.
There are.
And so what app are you? It's an app.
It's an app. It's an AI, artificial intelligence app called Goblin Tools.
Goblin Tools.
And this one is the formalizer. Now, my husband, we balance each other out, and that's great. He tends to waffle on things. You know, he won't tell you, I need you to do this, you know. Okay, so let's see. He would say, maybe you'd like to mow the lawn.
Okay. John's going to ask me to mow the lawn, or you, huh?
No.
He's going to ask you to mow the lawn.
He's not going to ask me.
Okay.
He's going to say, maybe you'd like to mow the lawn if you have time.
And that, what's he waffling about there?
Well, he wants me to mow the lawn.
Oh, okay.
if you want. Okay. Maybe you'd like to mow the lawn if you want. And my brain reads that as, well, I don't really want to, so I'll do something else. Okay. So let's say more to the point. Okay. Mow the lawn, please.
See? That was to the point.
It was. It was. And it told me what he wants me to do.
Yep.
And so we can both use this to come up with, you know, sometimes when you're typing, you type something out or you write it, and what do they say? Walk away, maybe come back to it. If you think it's harsh, don't hit send. Right. You know, walk away. And this can be a tool to help you figure out a more tactful way to say things, a more forthright way to say things.
I'll definitely use the more tactful, more pleasant way to say things, because I think you're right. Texting people and emailing people, people will read your text or email wrong.
Right. It's really easy to get miscommunication through those means. Yep. So,
okay.
So that's just a bit of fun with AI. I've been having a lot of fun with that. And my poor sister, she's a great person.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Yep.
And she's on
and
top
you get
of
along
things.
Good
and we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time at my mom's 90th birthday party this weekend.
So everybody will be on their phone on Goblin.
Or Goblin Tools.
Goblin Tools.
Formalizer. Okay.
While you're at your mom's birthday party.
That's right.
Texting, how can I be nicer to...
So I told John from now on, he'll ask me a question. I'll be, just a minute, honey, type it in. How did I say this less snarky? Okay, honey, now I have my answer.
That's what I meant. All right, good subject again, Teresa. You knocked it out of the park today, so.
Oh, good job. Silly stuff.
All right.
But more seriously, if you do have computer problems, because I actually don't just waste my time on the formalizer, you can come on in and see me. I'm on Main Street, Madison. I can help you with all of your computer needs and your gift needs for this Christmas about, you know, printers and accessories and whatnot, or if you need something fixed. Or you can give me a call at 320-698-4747.
Located right on the corner of Main Street.
Yep, across the street from United Prairie Bank.
That's right. And across the street from the old National Bank, too, right?
Yes, I'm right in between them.
Between the banks.
Yes.
All right. Good job, Teresa.
So you always have money when you come into my store.
There you go. So buy a new computer.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Teresa.
Have a good day.
Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.